wintertime, the air is cold, and the trees look chilly and shivering. They are asleep, and they are dreaming of spring. Some trees have animal families living inside them, like chipmunks or squirrels or owls. Those trees have warm hearts. Under one big tree lived Mother and Father Fox in a den they had dug out of the earth. Mother Fox was resting. She knew there were babies in her tummy and they would be born soon. Suddenly she felt drip, drip on her nose. What was that? She went out the front door and saw snow melting. The sun was warm and it was turning the snow to water. And the trees were waking up. Father Fox, called Mother Fox, come out, it's spring. Father Fox came out and stood with Mother Fox. He yawned a big yawn and stretched a big stretch. I'm going hunting, he said, and he trotted off into the forest. Mother Fox went back to the warm den and lay down. Her tummy began to squeeze. Squeeze! Out came one tiny baby fox. Then, squeeze! Another baby fox, a girl. She licked them both all over to let them know they were loved. Then, squeeze! Squeeze! Two more baby foxes. Now there were four tiny baby foxes, two boys and two girls. They all snuggled up to Mother Fox and drank milk from the buttons on her tummy. They pushed with their paws to get the milk out. She named the two girls Beady and Twinkle, and the two boys Whiskers and Nose. At first, the babies were too weak to do anything except drink milk and sleep. But soon they grew stronger. And one morning, Mother Fox said, Children, come outside to play today. They scampered outside. Oh, what a beautiful world! So much color, so much light! The den was dark, but the world was bright. And look, there were bones and feathers to play with. Twinkle pounced on a bone. Beady tossed some feathers in the air. Whiskers batted a twig, and Nose nipped at everybody's ears and tail because he was full of mischief. Mother Fox began right away to train her children. There are things you must learn, my dear foxes, Mother said, if you are to grow up to be strong and healthy. She began with their ears. Foxes have very good ears. They hear things that people can't hear. Listen, she said. What can you hear? All the foxes turned their little pointy ears to the front and listened. I hear trees, said Beady. That is the wind in their branches, explained Mother Fox. I hear a trickle, 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 said Twinkle. That is the stream, replied Mother. Can you find it? The foxes each chased after the noise, and all of them found the stream. Nose put his nose in and fell in. Yipe, he squealed. It's cold, but it tastes good. They all had a taste of the cold, delicious water. I hear singing, said Whiskers. Birds, answered Mother Fox. The little foxes looked up and saw a whole lot of blue jays and cardinals and big black crows in the trees. They were laughing at Nose. Foxes have very good noses. They smell things that people can't smell. Like where the rabbits make trails in the forest, and where the tiny mice live, and even where a squirrel has just scampered up a tree. Mother Fox had another question for her babies. Children, she asked, what do you smell? The four foxes turned their noses up into the wind. Something sweet, said Beady. What is it? Asked Mother. She was training them to be good hunters. Beady followed the sweet smell to some yellow daisies. "I smell something warm," said Whiskers, putting his nose down to the earth. "I smell something friendly," said Nose, and he followed his nose back to the den. "I smell something awful," said Twinkle. She followed her nose to the tree next door. Under that tree were a family of black animals with white stripes down their backs. "Skunks," said Mother. "Stay away from them." The next day, Mother Fox announced, "Now you must learn the most important nose lesson, how to follow your noses back home." "So," said Mother Fox, "each of you go off a little way into the forest, not too far. Then follow your noses home. I will wait here for you." She lay down in the sun in front of the den. Twinkle started off into the forest. "What fun! Who cares what Mother said? I'm going to follow whatever I want," she thought. She followed a butterfly. The butterfly went a long way into the forest, and then she chased a beautiful red bird out of the forest. The bird went across a stream and into a field. Twinkle followed. Now she was lost. She began to worry. Then she remembered Mother Fox's instructions. Could she follow her nose back home? She sniffed the earth. She could see her own footprints, and she could smell them. She followed them back through the field and came to the stream. But she could not find her footprints in the stream. She couldn't see them. She could not smell them. It was getting dark. She whimpered. A hawk was in the sky, looking for something to eat. He saw the small fox all alone. He decided to have Twinkle for his dinner. He began to circle slowly in the sky, getting ready to dive down on Twinkle. Back at the den, Whiskers, Beady, and Nose had all found their way home and were talking with Mother Fox. "You all did very well," she was saying. "But where is Twinkle?" "I saw her chasing a butterfly," said Whiskers. Suddenly, Mother Fox knew in her heart that something was wrong. She raced outside, calling, "Twinkle!" There was no answer, only the wind in the trees. Then Mother Fox saw the hawk far away, circling in the darkening sky. She knew what he was after. She ran as fast as she could through the forest, over the stream, and into the field. "Twinkle!" she called. Now the hawk was right above her, and he was diving. Zoom! Mother Fox spied Twinkle just in time, huddling at the edge of the field. "Help! Mommy!" called Twinkle. Mother Fox ran as fast as she could. The hawk almost had Twinkle in his claws when Mother Fox arrived. She snarled, "Rawr!" put her claws out at the hawk. Snap! She grabbed Twinkle by the scruff of the neck and whisked her away. The hawk screamed with rage and flew into the sky. Ah! Mother Fox jumped across the stream with Twinkle and ran back through the forest to the den. Then she called all the children around her. She wanted them all to learn from Twinkle's mistake. "Twinkle," she said sternly, "what happened?"
"I followed a butterfly," said Twinkle, sounding very sorry.
"Then what?" asked Mother.
"I followed a red bird, and I lost my footprints."
"Where did you lose them?" asked Mother. Twinkle thought. She remembered the forest, the stream, and the field. "At the stream," she said. "What will you do the next time you cross a stream?" asked Mother Fox.
"I don't know," said Twinkle. "My nose didn't help me, and my ears didn't help."
"I know," said Beady. "Use your eyes. Find a tree to mark your way." Very good, said Mother Fox. Now, what did you learn today, all of you?
I learned that noses tell us a lot, said Nose.
I learned that ears tell us a lot, too, said Beady.
And eyes tell us a lot, said Whiskers.
Mummy tells us a lot, said Twinkle.
The world is beautiful, said Mother, but it can be dangerous. Now let's go to bed. She took all the little foxes back to the den. They curled up around her and fell fast asleep.
Sleep long.